Both of us have tough nights. I'll just, Christian and I have both had tough nights.
Boo, boo, boo.
Wait. What? You haven't even, Biggie.
Did you work all night?
No,
were
no.
You out there grinding in a factory?
No. No.
Well, it's not, no, obviously. No.
No. No.
Did your sleep number get changed? Boo hoo. All right.
No.
I stand with the working man.
No.
Doggone it.
None of those things. Now it's gonna put. Now it's not gonna seem like. It's the,
well, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let me. I want to say what happened to me, and then Christian's gonna say what happened to him.
First, you tell who had the worst night.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, it's my whole week. First of all, Monday I played pickleball till 8:30. Okay. Mm-hmm. Last night. It was my daughter's birthday, and her boyfriend came over along with our family, and we played board games till 9:15.
Oh.
9:15. I finally had to say, get him out.
Yeah.
I got to go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight.
Did the festivities end when you said goodnight, or did
well, the family,
you just kind of tip out?
I tipped out. The family left, but her boyfriend stayed, and they watched TV, and he didn't even have his nines off yet. I didn't want to say anything.
What's that?
Ooh.
He does not have his nines off, and it was after nine.
Oh, so he's not supposed to be driving.
And my daughter, by the way, who just got her license yesterday, and she did. She got the license.
Wow.
She got the license.
All right. Right. Woo. On the
birthday.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Right.
Very
on.
Very nice.
It was touch and go. We were worried. We were worried. About
you mean the driving exam?
I was. We were really concerned because if you recall, when my daughter got her learner's permit, it took three shots.
Yes.
Challenging.
And it take, and you got to go 2 weeks between each test. So yesterday was the day she was trying to get her driver's license, and she got it, thank goodness. But you know, let me say something about the DMV.
How was the picture?
Phenomenal. You would not believe. Everybody said this is the best driver's license photo I've ever seen, and I have to say, I was like, dang, that's a good driver's.
She was prepared.
Well, of course she is.
Yeah, well, teenage girl. Yeah, yeah. She was prepared. Yeah. And it looks, it's a great picture. It is. And the guy said, this is kind of interesting, at the DMV, when you do the driving now, you have to do 60 hours of driving. And we timed it out perfectly. She finished 2 days ago, you know, and she's at 60 hours and 30 minutes. She had about 13 hours of night driving. You need 10. And we downloaded an app to keep track of that.
Sure.
And there are many online that you can download. You can go download. And so every time we'd get in the car, I'd hit start, and it would tally up her time in the car. I'd hit stop, and that's it. And so you have to just present that app when you go to the DMV. So my wife took her. Oh, yes.
Question.
Yes.
Before you continue with your daughter's story, Kelly.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Can you fudge these? Is it fudgeable?
It is, because I could simply hit start and stop anytime
and
I wanted.
From your easy chair.
They trust the parent.
Okay.
And really, if you're cheating, who are you cheating? The child and yourself, right? But it's interesting you say that, because my wife got there and showed him the app, and the person at the DMV, who was great, said, we don't accept this app. And, and my wife said, what do you mean? And he goes, we only accept one app, and it's called something else. And she goes, well, you should make that public. And he goes, I don't know what we do. We just don't accept that app.
Well, okay.
Uh-huh.
Yep. And so he said, I'll tell you what, you got about 10 or 15 minutes here before I can get to you. Just go over there and download our app and fake it. And she said, what? And he's like, yeah, go ahead. Just go fake it. He goes, nobody does it.
Just transfer all that.
Transfer all that.
All those numbers from yours
to ours. He goes, just make it up. Just put 2 hours here and there 30 times and you'll be fine. And that's what she did. So she frantically went over there and just picked dates in the last year. Now we did do it.
I was going to say, in fairness,
yeah,
you did it, which makes me think that maybe half the people out there actually do it.
About. Yeah. They know that. And the other thing is, why would you not accept this app? All it is, it might as well be written on a piece of notebook paper. You know, it doesn't matter. It's just the parent vouching that the child has driven the 60 hours. Why is one app better than the other? You know, it's just keeping time. That's all it is. But at any rate, my wife fudged it, made it up, and she did the driving test. And my daughter is a licensed driver today. She'll be driving to school today.
With nines on.
Nines on.
Meaning?
She cannot drive after 9 o'clock for 6 months. But when she got home, and we said, now we're taking that very seriously. She can also only have one other person in the car with her. And my daughter said, that's just a suggestion. And I was like, no. My blood pressure. Right, that's right. You know how my, Chris Tim suggested yesterday I get a tattoo of a blood pressure cuff around my bicep. And that would be the one I would get with
the one thing that would actually work.
That's right. So all that. So we're up late, 9:15. He didn't have his nines off. And my daughter said, that's just a suggestion. And I was like, that is not just a suggestion. Mm-hmm. I said, he's got to get home.
So you went to bed seething mad.
I did. And he
were there words between the mother and the daughter?
No, because she wasn't, you know, she was doing, my wife said, well, that's his business.
Now, he's driving home alone.
Yeah. He's had his life. It is, his business. But now my wife was upset with my daughter because she took a picture with her cake before everybody got there. And my daughter wasn't into it and didn't give the proper smile. So all the way to dinner, my wife said, she didn't smile worth a damn. Not a hot damn did she smile. She was driving separate. She wanted to drive to the restaurant.
Oh, okay.
The daughter.
And we let her drive to the restaurant. So we met the family there. And you know, and then she drove my niece home back home. It was okay. It was kind of neat, you know. And all the way there, my wife's like, she didn't smile for a damn. Look at that. She goes, my wife said, I gave birth to her 16 years ago today, and all I asked for was a smile, and she can't do it.
She better smile next to these fajitas.
That's right.
She better have the biggest smile next to these fajitas.
She's like, she's not even.
I'm sure she smiled big at the restaurant.
She did smile big at the restaurant, so we got some pictures there.
They put the big hat on at this particular.
Put the hat on her, did the
song from the Help.
Yeah. Yeah, Help came out, did the song. I thought the pictures were pretty good, actually. I didn't have any problem with the pictures, but my wife was...
Did Daddy take any pics?
No.
I leave that to the expert.
Let me ask you this. As a rule follower, I mean, since you were young...
She was not happy with that smile.
With that smile?
I think that's a great picture.
She calls it the smell the crap smile. It's when a teenager does like...
Not the impression I'd have gotten.
No, I like think that's
it.
A great picture.
I thought it was nice. Yeah. I agree. There they are. There's the boyfriend and her.
Okay.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Okay.
Is now, that Skibbity? Is that bad? Is that Sigma? I thought it was Sigma.
I thought it was Sigma, too. She was going
definitely
on.
Definitely not Ohio.
No, she kept going. It was Ohio. I said, I think it's Sigma. She's like, it is not Sigma. Yeah. It's Ohio. I said, I don't know.
You were in the meeting yesterday, Kelly, and Biggie, you were still here in the room, but I heard a couple of moms. One mom has a 12, almost 13-year-old in the building, and the other has a little girl who's 9 and a son who's even younger. But, oh, my God, they were just ranting and raving about Sigmas and skibbity toilets.
Yeah. That's that.
It drives parents crazy.
That's why that teacher is banning that language from her classroom.
Yeah. The current slang.
One of those moms came in and was talking to me about the slang words, and again, I thought of you, Chris Kelly, with this. She was saying that they had the parent-teacher conference recently.
Yeah.
And when her son met one of the teachers, he very smoothly said, "What's good?"
The mom flashed him a look.
Yeah. I bet she did. Oh, I'll bet she. Yeah. What's good?
It was quickly amended to, "Hello, it's nice to meet you."
Yes, I would hope.
But in fact, the same mother has a child who's about to turn 13. And it was like a worksheet that he had to fill in. It's like a little information sheet about you for, I suppose, the new class.
Yeah.
And it's like, tell me a little bit about yourself. And he wrote simply, "I am Sigma and good at tennis."
Oh, he's Sigma.
Yeah. Oh, he's Sigma.
Oh, yeah. I would
self-proclaimed.
I would assume he's Sigma.
Again, mom said, we're changing that.
That's the way they talk now. Like middle school.
Oh, yeah.
But you wanted to say something else about my...
You being such a rule follower.
Yeah.
Especially at his age or, you know, daughter's boyfriend's age. How do you feel about him breaking the rules?
Well, I didn't love it, you know. But again, that's not my department. Yeah. But he doesn't have his... I know for a fact he didn't have his nines off.
Now, have you had the conversation with your daughter? You better be home. If you were out together with him, you better be home by 9.
Yes.
It's fine if he wants to.
And that was, again, when she said, it's just a suggestion. And we were like, it is not just a suggestion. It is not
you can do this at the party.
Yeah.
I've tried to handle. There's a lot going on, undercurrents. I mean, the party,
yeah,
we were
a
like,
lot of cross currents.
Yeah, yeah,
oh,
a lot
yeah.
of fun at the party, and then we get her alone, and it's like, you didn't
you
smile.
Didn't smile. It's not just a suggestion.
He's not supposed to be here right now.
It's 9:15.
What is he doing here?
It's 9:15.